Blog Talk Radio.
Good morning, good morning, good morning, good morning, good morning. God shows his blessings, rest upon every one of you. Truly, we do honor the Lord on this morning for every one of you. I love the children, love us all, our time for the podcast. May the Lord's richest, richest, richest blessings rest upon every one of you. Are indeed happen to you, for we are grateful and we are thankful to the Lord. Again, for every one of you, our live, our chat, our live, our phone, our archive, and our podcast, our internet, amen. And again, may the Lord's richest blessings rest upon every one of you. I am usually, my regular time is 3:30, but the Lord would have us to come on this morning, amen, and I want to apologize for being a couple of minutes late, amen. There's severe weather in our area, but we have persevered and we're here. Thank God that the lightning subsided. I don't know how long that will be, but if it should resume while we're in the air, I will have to leave, you know, for safety purposes. But other than that, we can tunnel through the water and the strong winds, amen. So it is with life. When trials and tribulations come our way, we can tunnel through it. Why? Because the fight has already been fixed, huh? I said the fight has already been fixed. Whatever situation, a stubborn trial that refused to bow his knee, the Lord God Jehovah spoke and he decreed that if you speak to the mountain and believe and doubt not and have faith, it will obey your voice. And the Holy Spirit said, even the disciples, they came back with testimony to Jesus, saying that even the demons are subject to us. They were so excited, they were so happy. But Jesus corrected them, amen, because they said they saw somebody else casting out devils, and the devils obeyed them. And you must understand that the demons and the witches and the warlocks and the necromancers and all of the garbage and darkness, although they're throwing all kinds of darts and objects your way, they still know that you are real. They still know that the hand of the Lord is upon your life. They still know that you belong to the true and the living God. But would that stop them from trying? That would stop them from doing evil towards you? No. But they know who you are. They know you're not one of theirs. Thank you. Chelsea Dillon. When we last finished together, we were in let's go to 1 Samuel. Tell what one of the evil asses is up. Forgive me, all my sisters and brothers. I tell you, it's the human agents of Satan. I tell you, oh, let's go to 1 Samuel chapter 1. And it reads, now there was a certain man of Ramathaim-Zophim, of Mount Ephraim. And his name was Elkanah, the son of Jehoram, the son of Eliud, the son of Tohu, the son of Zoph, and Ephratah. And he had two wives. The name of the one was Hannah, and the name of the other Peninnah. And Peninnah had children, but Hannah had no children. And this man went up out of his city yearly to worship and to sacrifice unto the Lord of hosts in Shiloh. And the two sons of Eli, Hophni and Phinehas, the priest of the Lord, were there. And when the time was come that Elkanah offered, he gave to Peninnah his wife, and to all her sons and her daughters portions, but unto Hannah he gave a worthy portion, for he loved Hannah. Say it again. Hannah, he gave a worthy portion, for he loved Hannah. Of the Lord has shut up her womb. Who shut up her womb? The Lord. He gave a worthy portion. Favor, favor, favor. Amen. But who shut up a horn? Verse 6. And her adversary also provoked her sore for to make her. Thank you. about a year. And when she went up to the house, meeting the church,
Thank you.
In this chapter, we find in chapter 1, when God has made a decision to root the government, whether it be church or whether it be marriage, whatever. And when God has made up his mind, there's no changing. He told Samuel, pertaining to when he wept over King Saul, the Lord said, "Why are you crying over that I've rejected?" So Hannah is Samuel's mother. So that lets you know that even before he was even born, it was warfare to get him on earth. So those of you who are waiting on your prophetic promises to come to pass, know that it is in your womb. Know that it is in your womb, and it is conceived. And it is conceived by God. And it is in your stomach. And you will bring forth not many days hence. It won't be aborted. It won't be stillborn. It will bring forth and accomplish that God sent for it to do through you. Hannah was harassed, tormented by the human agents of Satan, Peninnah. Do you hear me what I say? So as you're waiting on your prophetic purpose to manifest, your prophetic your prophetic promises, your prophetic inheritance to manifest in the natural, know that you're going to have an adversary from Satan himself. Even Jesus had it. Every time he did those things that were pleasing in the eyes of the Father, Satan was there through human agents questioning him. Who gave you the authority to heal? Jesus said, "When you tell me the authority about, then I tell you, you don't have authority." So you're thinking that the word that the Lord spoke in your spirit as you was in prayer and intercession. Remember when Jesus, who is the word, and the word was God, and the word was with God, the word always goes forth first. And then it manifests in the womb of your faith. Come on, Holy Ghost, I tell you, I feel that. In the womb of your faith. Mary said, "How can these things be, seeing I have never been with a man?" Which was understandable. And then she heard him and turned around and said, "Be it unto me." And she had no idea that her cousin Elizabeth had received the same when God is ready for a shift from the old guard to the new guard. He don't care how long they've been in charge and in place. When he said their assignment and their time is up, they've been wasting crime. They've been holding up somebody else. They out of there. So your job is to do what? Prepare. Stay in the presence of God. Because the warfare is intense at this time. Why? Because you're in labor and delivery. Thank you, Lord, for you telling me all this that I've gone through, Jesus. Is labor and delivery? Yes. And we know, I know through working on several units, hospital units, that labor is not good. Made up his mind. He told Samuel, he said, "Why are you still crying? Stop crying. Go down to the house of Jesse. I found me a man after my heart." So in these closing moments, the Lord says to you, "You went crazy. Yes, you heard my voice. Yes, yes, yes. You will bring forth the word that I spoke in your life prophetically shall come to pass." It will not be aborted. It will not be stillbirth. It will not be miscarried. It will not be disease. Unhealthy. No, it will prosper. And that God has assigned, it will not fall flat to the ground. It will accomplish all that God charged you to do. You can say, "Well, I don't think I'm having enough time." But God is time, space. Satan was at work to prevent even before Samuel was manifested in his mother's womb. Some of you, Satan has been fighting while you were still in your mama's womb. she didn't even tell her husband. Some prophecies that you will be receiving is because of your faith. God is doing it because of you. Glory to God. I receive it. And so we lay aside every week that so easily beset us. So as the old guard have been removed and rejected by God, Eli Hoffman and Phineas. When you look at this, it's very prophetic and very profound. You can look at this as a shadow and a type of how to respond and how to govern oneself when prophetic promises have been spoken over you, and you feel as though it's not going to happen, or it's taking too long, or what is the problem? Well, let me tell you. Yes, Lord. Hallelujah. He says that I sent my son and healed him. Hannah was birthed and given of a sign to have a baby. Not just any baby. She was a specific God. Many of you are not happy because you come to the Lord, you come to God. Hey, you refer to him. That the Lord birthed in her the desire to bring forth. She began to travail once she received that word. And once she began to believe in faith, she began to cry out to the Lord. Nothing shook her faith. She fasted and she prayed. Eli asked her question. He didn't even know that she was talking to the mother. The mother of John. Hallelujah. She began to cry out to the Lord. And she was specific in her cry. She just went crying. She cried out specifically for a son and conjunction. A conjunction. Wicked and evil. He spoke to her. she spoke to her, to Hannah, mistreated Hannah. I tell you, Hannah could no longer eat. She was so nervous. I know you can become that way. But Father, I speak against that wicked spirit. You have not given a spirit of fear, but a power and a love and a sound mind. And we're glad it's in your tree. And I want to encourage you this morning as we close. The prophetic promise that God spoke over your life, it shall come to pass. I don't care how I don't care how Satan and his human agents are coming against you, provoking you, mocking you, pounding your heels and your hoofs. It shall come. Hey, out of that bus with you. It shall come to pass. Hold fast your faith. Cry out to God. And you will be holding your Samuel before you know it. Father, we give you praise and glory. And I decree and I declare prophetically to whomever you send that's being mocked and hounded and harassed by the hounds of hell, by the human agents of Satan, the descendants of Peniel. We shut you down by the power and the blood of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. We take the foot of the Holy Ghost and kick you out. And Father, we want to thank you for our Samuel. For Samuel is coming. We give you praise and glory and honor. In the name of Jesus, we pray. Now go in the peace of God, abide in the victory of God, knowing that no weapon formed against you shall prosper. The fight is already fixed. Somebody shout, the fight is already fixed. I don't care how they're coming against you on your job, coming against you at home, coming against you, and if they're coming against you, well, God said the fight is fixed, for this fight belongs to me. I love you with the love of Jesus.